Thanks. This next one's on the We Are Not Trump CD compilation called Terror Nation. It's about anti-addiction.
You're blind and dumb. You say you wanna heal.
This has been fun. We're Lucretia's Daggers, and you can see us on lucretiasdaggers.com. That's L-U-C-R-E-T-I-A-S, daggers with an S.com. Also on the Evil Facebook. I'd like to introduce the band to you. On my right, that you can't see, is Donnie Darko on bass. All right. And on my left, I have Artemis Juno on guitar. And accompanying him is a very naughty laptop who messed up our first two songs, so he apologizes for that, don't you, Four? His name's Four. And I am Lucretia X Machina on Vox. We'd like to dedicate our last song to the FCC, which protects sensitive ears from offensive ideas. When you're needy, I'll be dating to distraction with other human beings. Forget me when you're happy, it's you absolutely nothing. Detachment can be healthy, but it's a recurring dream. I've no choice but to want you, your experiments exclude me. How can I be happy knowing you're not mine? I know that you're not ready, I think I must be crazy. I'd be foolish to be waiting, so I'll just move along.
Thank you to Lucretia's Daggers. Well, they'll be in here to chat in a little bit, but let's hear some Shecky. Can't believe this song came out 20 years ago. We'll be right back.
used to drive. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. The clothes that you wore made us all crack a smile. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. Cards I've ever read. Some of them stay for a couple of hours. Some couldn't get it through their heads. Now that you're dead, everything here's been a little quiet. Now that you're dead, I'm almost sure.
One point five WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Shecky with Now That You're Dead from the Yummy album that came out 20 years ago. I feel so old. But, oh, I could make a really bad joke here, but I won't. Hello, Lucretius Daggers.
Hey.
How you doing?
let's talk about that.
Yeah, this is our therapy session now. Uncle Phil.
I was going to say, well, speaking of old.
Yeah. Well, that's two out of three of us anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm the ancient one here.
Yeah. Ancient Mariner. Hey, there's your metal plug right there.
There you go. Okay.
Only learned that recently from Jason Skulls, who's over here too, from Dead Harrison. Hi, Jason. Yes.
He is documenting.
He is documenting it, yes.
Which is cool.
So everything you didn't see.
Oh, all right. What will we be seeing this on your website?
We'll see if it's good enough to use, yeah.
Okay.
I think parts of it,
sure.
We had kind of a rocky start. I think everyone's on the same page there.
Well, that was the music, yes.
Well, you see, that is freeform radio at its finest.
Proof.
Proof that it is live.
Headphone cable connection, but oh well.
Yeah, I think that the vast majority of those.
Oh, we did well considering.
I think
we recovered nicely after 3 years.
Yes, so we have Lucretia, Artemis, and Donnie in here, and so how was it in there? The rocky start, but how did the rest of it go for you?
Yeah, I thought it was fabulous. The sound is freaking amazing. Joel Sinch is just, you can go no wrong with him, apparently. And I was jumping around. He didn't like that.
Oh.
He still did a good job.
Well, I mean, you had a camera to play to, so.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
Still do.
Well, I don't know what he was doing. He was sitting behind the monitors. I didn't see him.
No.
What is going on for you guys coming up?
Well, as I announced during the set, we do have another show similar to this, but instead of audio only, it will be cable on Somerville Cable Access TV in Somerville, Mass.
Okay.
SCATV. I don't know how to pronounce that, so I tried. apparently, it's a bad word. At 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., it's on the Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party with Ken the Sleaze Grinder McIntyre and Stacey Dawn. So that should be fun.
Wow. That. Okay.
We're just going to perform three songs, but for some reason, it takes an hour. I don't know if this is a Q&A.
Are there ways for you to extend your songs to 20 minutes?
No. Well, some of them are close to that already. Yeah. You were in one. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, why didn't you play that song?
Oh, because we're going to do it on cable dun, TV. Dun, dun, dun. But you can have a copy.
Of course.
Yeah. If you don't already, you should.
We're talking about a video...
Yes.
For public transit for
public
people who
transit.
Don't know. Check it out. It's a funny video. It's really cool.
And Phil is in it. Do you go by Diesel still?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll still answer to it, but I don't.
The purple dinosaur's in it. It's because every time I see him, he's wearing a purple shirt. He doesn't think so, but... maybe it's on your Facebook
page. I'll concede and say, yeah, it's most of the time. I mean, being called... I did not... Did not take too well to being called Grimace, though, so thank
hey,
you.
Hey, I didn't do that.
I apologize for different making dinosaur. An excellent joke
about
your resemblance to Grimace.
but as far as the band
All right,
goes,
he's cut off. Yeah.
No, we've been gearing up for this in the video, and we're going to start trying to get some recording done, and we want to start... probably the summer, fall for sure, start playing out more. We purposely haven't been booking shows.
I have noticed that, which made you playing here all the more special. Because I know you guys don't play out that much.
Yeah.
Do you have another video dropping? Did you mention another video? Or
no? Well, actually, we're working on something that I wrote 20 years ago. Speaking of old.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
It was during the Clinton. Actually, the first Clinton era. I know, right? It's called Myopic Vision, and at the time it was a folk song. I only had to change four lines to make it relevant today, and gave it to Artemis Juno here.
Yes.
And he turned it into a freaking rock song. So we're gonna put that on the net, but it's not going to be something we'll play out live. It's called Myopic Vision. So we've been collecting video at various protests, and you know, it'll be more of an art project.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, at some point, we would like to do a video for Terror Nation.
Yes.
That's something we definitely want to do. It's very time appropriate.
Yep. And active.
With what's going on in the country.
Any of you video directors listening?
Yeah. Although we had a really good one, as you know. Amanda McGrady. So she's available. Oh.
But as far as playing out, we are available for house parties and bar mitzvahs.
That's true.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And weddings.
We have been playing out. It's not.
Yeah. Well, I didn't purposely take a step back. It's just I wasn't getting clubs. They were just, we're booked out 3 months. I'm like, okay, well, just go on the radio.
I've
only been with the band for like a year and a half.
That's it?
Something like that.
I don't know about that.
But since I've been with the band, yes. We've played out 3 times. And so we are doing stuff.
I was trying to not point all that out too badly, but okay.
We've been working on material. I mean,
right.
Artemis is a newer member, so he's been revamping a lot of material. And every time you have a new member, it doesn't matter what you have on their plate. It's like, nope, starting all over again, basically. And it gets better each time. I've had, you know, people come and go, and honestly, this trio right here is the strongest I've ever had.
I was going to say, I heard about that laptop was expressing some serious diva behavior in that room.
Yeah, four. Nasty little
it's gotta be the center of attention.
You're not gonna plug it in tonight.
Oh!
I'm gonna be shocking. That cold mechanical shoulder.
Yes.
So I've been with the band for less than 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and for a while I was creating these electronic.
Yes, a lot of work on his plate. See, he's the genius behind Four. So there you go.
Above average intelligence, maybe. <I'm laughs> But we've been playing out for a few months. I'd say we've had a healthy number of shows.
Okay.
Since then, and
not anemic.
Now,
healthy.
I know, Lucretia, you've been trying to work on material, especially since the Public Transit video came out.
Yes.
Was that more than 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a fun shoot, being on random T stops on the Red Line, and
that's right. And you know, there's no rule against it. I looked it up. There was nothing. You can't videotape. You can't. Whatever.
Are you kidding? That there were passengers who were taking video of us.
I would announce at every stop we'd get on a car. Okay, we're doing a music video. If you don't want to be in it, just move aside. Sorry, you know there are people like laughing their heads off. Like,
oh no, they were enjoying it. Phones were out, and
who knows where those people are now? I'd love for them to write to us and say, "Hey, I'm in your video."
I'd like to see those old clips.
Right?
You could probably assemble an alternate video for that.
Yeah,
you know, with the random takes of. Yeah. You reacting to 50 Shades of Grey. Right. And,
something I would never read, by the way.
It's a little too late to say you would never read it.
Okay.
It's too mainstream.
It's too mainstream, yes.
No, but I
enough bondage.
While you were performing, you mentioned your contribution to the We Are Not Trump compilation.
Yes, that's true.
Which is something that is kind of dear to my heart too.
I
collaborated with our producer Joel on a track, and
it's a family affair.
Definitely, definitely, and a lot of, I mean, last week's performers, Smell, Patrick Berry, and Christopher Brown both contributed tracks to it. Difference Engine and Gremlins.
Oh, cool!
Both contributed to that. So we did some good in the world.
Yeah. We're family.
Exactly. And hey, if any of those bands want to play with us, I've solicited them in the past and it just hasn't panned out, but I'd love to. They were all really great.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are getting together for like charity shows
and
things like that. I mean, didn't you do one at Out of the Blue too? Or was that a different charity?
Actually, that's for the Out of the Blue itself, which of course is now defunct. Mm. But yes, we did a charity for them. And they did make some money.
Yeah.
Yay. They had rent.
We gave them one last shot before they...
It was a really good show, actually. We've got a video of it on our website. Yeah.
And that is lucretiasdaggers.com.
Correct.
And it spelled the right way, not no funky metal Z's no. or anything like that. No.
Yes.
So when is the next show?
It's that video one and in Somerville, May 2nd.
Oh, Wednesday. I thought you had another show after that.
No, nope, not okay. yet. We're available. Yeah. Anybody's got something for the summer, we're good.
And we talked about maybe doing a little tour thing in the fall.
Could
if
happen.
It could come together, just to play outside of Boston.
Can I mention you guys? But we might be touring with Dead Harrison if they do something in the fall. I'm just going to plug Skulls because he's here as a videographer and doing a smashing job sitting there in that chair. But yeah, we might travel with them, a little East Coast thing.
We'll see how that plays out. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good.
It'd be the first time for this band.
Nice.
We don't get out of Dodge much.
All right, help Lucretia's Daggers
Please.
Get out of Dodge.
Please.
Go to their website and get their music, and you can go to the shows, and check out the Axis. Is it Axis TV? I'm burnt out right now.
It's Somerville Cable Axis TV.
Somerville Access
SCAT TV. I don't know. That's what it says. 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, May 2nd. So effectively a month from today.
Okay.
For the heavy leather topless dance party with Ken the Sleaze Grinder McIntyre and Stacey Dawn. We'll do three songs.
Just a name makes you want to watch. Out of curiosity.
Well, I mean the word topless kind of sets everybody.
Not the heavy leather part. Okay. Not the dance party.
Or the scat.
Or the scat.
So you can't say scat.
I don't know. These are things I don't know. We've only been on this station 10 years ago, and we didn't do any swears. So I didn't know. But
No, you were fine.
Thank you. Such relief. I was sweating.
But yeah, dance party, topless, heavy leather. I don't know. It's almost something for everybody.
So sounds like a family show. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a Facebook page as well as the actual website link, which I didn't bring, but I imagine it's scatvsomething.org. I don't know. And you can also go to lucretiusdaggers.com and find out because I don't know what I wrote.
Okay. Lucretia basically just admitted that she didn't do her homework.
I didn't bring any homework. You saw it out there.
Yes, all the homework was in Studio D.
C plus.
Jeez. I'm so glad you had so much fun here.
I did once we got out of that electrical hump.
All right, so how can people... Public Transit is out on Bandcamp and stuff, right?
Or
is it just a music video?
On Bandcamp? I don't remember. Again, Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, okay.
On the website. YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Well,
it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Of course.
Public Transit, and also before that, The Horrors of Retail.
Yes.
Different lineup, but the same kind of snark. They're both of these two songs, Public Transit and The Horrors of Retail, are two in the impending snarklips. I call it the trifecta.
There's only going to be three?
Well, working on it. It's supposed to be customer service, but it hasn't panned out yet. We're trying.
Okay. Oh, man. No, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, yes.
Yeah. Was it May 2nd on TV?
Correct, Wednesday.
Right. Well, everyone...
SCAT TV.
Everyone follow Lucretia's Daggers on Facebook, lucretiusdaggers.com, all spelled correctly.
LUCRETIAS, Daggers with a Z, not a Z. Yes.
Yeah, you should totally just write a little jingle song around that.
I think I did that for the MFO.
There you go. All right. No, thank you guys so much. I know four is being a pain in the ass, but
interviewing four.
Yeah. I'll let you tame four down. I mean, four is just going absolutely bonkers through our little portal window here in Studio A.
Just been making modem noises.
Yes, seriously, line noises. Yeah, that's my line noise impression.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
Awesome. Oh, man.
Thanks, MFO.
I don't even know what to play. I know what to play.
Public Transit.
So, If you're nice, I might play it later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing. And all right. And here is some Dwight and Nicole.
Just what you won't give me, what what you got, 'cause I'm feeling fit for the road. Let's meet again at 9 o'clock. Ditch your friends, we'll hit the block. Something you really ought to know. He said, wait, what's your number, please? You never told me honestly. She kissed him quick and headed for the door, humming a tune he ain't never heard before. Well, it's the same old song, you see. Boy meets girl and everything, except for when the wind begins to blow. Wondered if she ever could have known. Or tell me what you know about my sorry soul. Sing for me, I'm so old. I hang on every Sisyphus pushing, but he didn't even know. Because at 10 o'clock she didn't show. And just as he got up to go, thought of something that she might have said. And that was, do just what you want, drink one for me, because some of us were meant to be alone. What's it?
John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Oh, the star we wear. found out who you are down at the hotel bar. A moment or a few down at 4 Rue d'Anjou, with nothing on your mind, frozen there in time. The light is slightly blue, sacrosanct and true. Kisses and champagne, the high life and the pain. You know it all so well, till morning breaks the spell. But when the sun is new, it rises just for you. The nightingale still sings and beats its tender wings. The night it falls, the day it breaks. Your tears they drop, your heart it aches. Then you recall, you don't regret a single. Smoke under your shoe.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO. You're listening on the Town with Mikey D. That was Hallelujah the Hills with Wave Backwards to Massachusetts. Eddie Chaban gave you Golden Age. Pale Monsters gave you All This Time We Wait. The Grown Up Noise with Carnival. And I started that whole block off with Dwight and Nicole with Wait. I can safely say that that was an entire Suze block. I do want to thank Suze for joining me this evening.
Thanks for being so gracious with my requests.
Yeah, no, I like doing that sometimes. So, it's almost time to go.
Indeed, it is.
We have one more tune, and it is kind of paying tribute to absent friends, if you will. But this is a. One goes out to the family of Caleb Schofield, the bass player of Cave-In. He will be missed. And I had a hard time deciding which track, but this one's off of Tides of Tomorrow. This is Dark Driving. Enjoy. See you next week, where Pam will be here. More live music, more recorded music, more music. We need more music. Listen to more music.
check is in.